News Talk ZB, it is now 27 to 7. Brookbone is with Milford Asset Management. Now, Milford's KiwiSaver plan has won Morningstar's KiwiSaver Category Fund Manager of the Year in both 2013 and 2014. The award is in recognition of the superior performance and service Milford strives to deliver across its KiwiSaver fund range. And for more information or an investment statement, you can go to milfordasset.com, that is one word, milfordasset.com, or call them direct 0800 662 346, 0800 662 346, and Brooke Bone is with me. Hi, Brooke, good to talk to you.
Hi, Larry.
Now, Brooke, the NZ 50 gross index has had a strong start to the year, rising 3.2% during January. Now, we have one of the key reporting seasons approaching. What are your expectations to see during this period?
I think this reporting season should be very interesting. We've already seen a number of companies pre-release both positive and negative statements this year and seen some very large share price reactions. But overall, the market has moved up strongly. We're only expecting to see modest profit growth, though, with EPS growth of about 1% to 2%.
That doesn't sound that exciting, especially in light of the index rising 3.2%. So why has the market increased so quickly?
It's a really interesting question, and there's a number of very strong forces currently at work. Setting the scene on a relative basis, the New Zealand economy is still in very good shape when we look at the rest of the world. And it's really the rest of the world where this is coming from. The global search for yield is really driving our market. I mean, the New Zealand market has often been seen as being very unexciting versus the overseas peers, given its high yield but lower growth focus. But with all that uncertainty around the world, Larry, it's really the time for the NZX to shine in that respect. And so we're seeing an increase in the offshore ownership of our share market, which is pushing up prices and valuations for our shares. We're also seeing the sharp fall in oil prices, generally a positive for the New Zealand economy, and it's more of a positive impact on our share market than, say, the dairy prices, which is obviously a negative for our economy, but less a negative impact on our share market. So also the overall sharp fall in commodity prices is just reinforcing that view that interest rates will continue to be lower for longer, therefore reinforcing that drive for yield and then for reinforcing that valuation for our stock market.
So your contention is that a lot of the positives in the New Zealand market are driven by what's happening globally?
That's exactly right, but it's also that backdrop of that strong New Zealand economy giving international investors confidence in our market.
Should we be concerned about this flow of offshore money?
It's certainly an issue, but with the world an increasingly uncertain place, you know, New Zealand really is relatively a good place to be. You just have to look at the positive migration statistics and the amount of people coming into New Zealand at the moment. So I think more of a cautious optimism would be a better way to phrase it rather than a large concern about offshore investors in our market.
So if the market is being driven by offshore investors and actions, why is the upcoming reporting season so key?
Well, overall, I mean, while the market's been driven by those macro influences, there's a huge amount of company-level influences happening as well at the moment around commodity prices dropping sharply. We've also seen, you know, that strength against the Australian dollar. We've weakened versus the US dollar. So the key thing really for us is just being able to see which companies will actually be able to benefit within this volatility and flourish, and those companies that can't actually operate very well in this environment.
Thank you, Brooke. Good to talk to you. That is Brooke Bone from Milford Asset Management. You can go to milfordasset.com or 0800 662 346.